Biden claimed that firearms purchased at gun shows are exempt from background checks. That's a lie, as anyone who's ever been to a gun show can tell you. Joe Biden claimed that gun manufacturers have total immunity against lawsuits. That's also a lie. Gun manufacturers get sued all the time. Ask them, etc. So it was a speech aimed to mislead rather than to inform. Before he announced how he plans to restrict your Second Amendment rights, Joe Biden wanted to remind you that those rights are not real in the first place. They are not, as he put it, absolute.
Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. They're phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake for what we're talking about. But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
You heard the sirens in the background responding to the skyrocketing crime rate in the city he presides over. But the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's the promise in the U.S. Constitution. But according to Joe Biden, it's still not an absolute right, despite what the text says. No, that right is subject to his approval and his interpretation.
So it seems to me, Janet, that the Constitution is subservient to whatever Joe's whim
is of the day.
Yeah.
Whatever thought he can string together for the day.
Yeah, nothing's absolute when it comes to an amendment, which is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, we covered a lot of that on Friday's show. If you missed Friday's show, you can go listen to it again on SoundCloud. Interview with Marco Galbraith covered a lot of ground. Just type in The Morning Jam on VTRN, and you can listen to it again. We talked a lot about it, the Second Amendment. It didn't seem to make a lot of news this weekend because there's just other stuff happening.
Right.
You know, just kind of gets lost in the abyss of news. The border is still hot and heavy, among other things.
For sure.
Yeah. So Prince Harry not being able to, there's a little story about him not being able to wear some kind of a royal outfit, like his military outfit.
Uh-oh.
That's out there floating around.
Hmm.
I didn't even think he was going to show.
Hey, choices have consequences.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say about that.
Couldn't he have hung on just a little longer, Grandpa? Let some of the dust settle? For crying out loud. Me and Meghan, she's going to be the princess now of the United States.
Not ever.
No.
Oh, my.
It's Monday.
It is Monday, and boy, what a Monday.
Yeah.
So this morning, I have had what I would call a Murphy's Law Monday.
Oh, really? Okay.
A little bit of that going on, because, you know, I had a lot of things I was trying to get together. I was bringing you some plants,
right.
And I had a couple of trips to the car, mm-hmm. made sure I bought my coffee and my phone and everything, right. And I get the dog settled, and I get in my car, and I don't have any keys.
Oh, no. And the house is locked?
And the house is locked.
Ah, crap.
So I fumble my way around in the dark to the deck, getting all the dogs upset.
Oh, jeez.
And that door's locked.
Right.
And then Buddy meets me at the bottom of the steps like he's going to rip my leg off until he hears Mom's voice. And he's like, what are you doing? So finally, I break into the house, and I get my keys. I get out to the car. The phone's dead.
Oh my.
Apparently it wasn't plugged in, you know.
Wow.
And I know that my Mark, he always calls, you know, on the way.
Right.
So I know I'm going to have like 47 missed calls.
Right, sure.
And texts going, is everything okay? You need your... So that's kind of how my morning started.
Wow.
Hopefully yours went
better. Mine went a lot better than that. I just had a very, very full weekend. And I'm just a little bit tired this morning. Didn't get to bed till, I don't know, 10:45.
Well, I got a text from your wife yesterday that said, well, Mark's mistress has driven away into the sunset.
Yeah. Talking about the bobcat I've had for the last 3 weekends.
Right.
It has left.
I said, well, if he misses it a whole lot, you just periodically run up to him and just shake the crap out of him.
That's what it's going to take.
And then he won't miss it anymore. He'll feel like he's right on the bobcat.
I'm surprised she even sent that message. Probably just warning you ahead of time.
Probably.
Just to know that, I'm going to be a little depressed today. So, So, well, what that's going to do for me, though, is it's going to cause me to slow down a lot this week. So no more antics out on the machine, you know. Probably she's going to be happy about it. I'm not so crazy.
She's very happy about it. She's thrilled to have her husband back.
Well.
So, yeah, you seem very reluctant. Okay.
Well, I didn't get everything done the way I wanted to get it done.
Right.
She's gone. She's gone.
Your bobcat's gone.
The toothbrush hanging
in the stand.
I need a drink and a quick decision.
Your face ain't getting any younger.
Oh, a little Hall & Oates. Anyway, yeah.
She's gone. Oh,
she's gone.
Oh, well.
But I did get a lot done. I mean, I played hooky yesterday from church.
Uh-oh.
Because I knew the machine had to go yesterday around 2, and then...
You know what that means.
Dang it, if he wasn't right on time.
My mamaw would have said...
Oh, boy, here
that,
we go.
That whole driveway is going to collapse now because you played hooky.
I know.
From church.
I know.
And you worked on Sunday.
I did.
That means that whole, you've cursed your entire driveway.
I know.
Ah, you got to love Southern Baptist. It's great. All right. It is Monday. Here's your thought of the day.
Yes, please help me.
Hope always makes for a new start.
Mm.
You can always hope that you can get another bobcat in.
Or I can hope that I'll make it to church and not have the rest of my house collapse.
That's right. That's exactly right. But, so that's a good one. Hope always makes way for a new start. It's true.
Okay.
There's always hope.
All right. I like it. So our Mind Jam trivia. Boy, you really got me on this one today. What were spider webs used for during ancient times?
Yep.
So,
or they had a very distinct purpose.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what that could be.
I'm going to edumacate you this morning.
Well, you are. And I'm hoping it's not something gross.
434-248-0704 is our text number if you want to venture a guess as to what spider webs were used for during ancient times. Mm. On this day in history, in 1872, Jesse James, a gang robs a bank in Columbia, Kentucky.
Hmm.
One person was dead, $1,500. What would that be equivalent to today?
$1,500?
A lot.
I would imagine.
In 1872, that would be...
$100,000 maybe, I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because
at first
it's like, really, $1,500? But back then that was a lot of money.
That was a lot of money.
Yeah.
1945, U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt dies in office. Vice President Harry Truman is sworn in as the 33rd U.S. President.
Roosevelt had lived to see the very eve of victory in Europe. He had taken part in the last meeting of the Big Three at Yalta, and none who saw the film of that meeting could fail to notice that the great strain of his work had left its mark upon him.
Yeah,
I usually love British accents.
Right.
That guy just makes me want to smack him. It really took its toll. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. 1954.
She's still reeling from the car keys, people.
Bill Haley and the Comets record Rock Around the Clock.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around.
That was the original theme song for Happy Days.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like the Happy Days theme better for it, but
yeah.
But the first season, I think that was the theme song.
Yep.
In 1955, polio vaccine tested by Jonas Salk announced to be safe and effective and is given full approval by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hmm. 1961, Douglas MacArthur declines the offer to become the baseball commissioner.
Did you know this?
I didn't even know that. What I did learn about him, I was trying to find audio for this last night and I couldn't, but he was a big baseball enthusiast. I did find that out.
I saw that and was like,
yeah.
That seems such an odd thing.
And I'm a little suspicious.
I shall return baseball. No.
Yeah, exactly. These next two stories, I'm just wondering, they have a connection of sorts.
Linda Ronstadt?
And Bill Clinton.
No. Don't you taint Linda Ronstadt's.
Okay, I won't.
I mean, other than that whole Governor Brown, didn't she date him for a long time?
She dated Governor Moonbeam for a while. Yeah.
1975, Linda Ronstadt releases When Will I Be Loved?
I've been cheated, been
That's when she was dating him.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I never could. I couldn't believe it. Like, even years later, I was like, what was she thinking?
Yeah. Well, I tainted another song for this next one.
You did?
Yeah. 1999, Bill Clinton is cited for contempt of court and giving initially false statements.
Intentionally false statements.
Intentionally, sorry, initially. Well, it was initially in this clip when he told the American people, well, just listen to a little bit of Stevie Nicks.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody it's a lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people.
Yeah, and it's always funny. That's always the thing when they're trying to distract. Cuomo does the same thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I've got so much work to do.
I've got to run the state.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Now
into the ground.
Now you have work to do. Oh okay. All righty. You had work to do when you were playing slap and tickle with Monica.
Oh stop!
In the back room too, brother. All right.
This next one, I was intrigued because I remember her as the Comet lady, and she did Comet commercials, but first she was a singer. Her name is Jane Withers,
and it's her birthday today.
She's 94 years old.
Wow. Send a bouquet to that someone who loves you. How old was she there?
Young. Here's her Comet.
New Super Comet gets out stains. One of the leading cleansers can.
Now, see, I think I would recognize her from that.
Her name was Josephine in that
Josephine,
commercial.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this next one will make you feel old. Musician Herbie Hancock's having a birthday today.
Yeah.
80.
80 years old. But he rocked it in this song, Rocket. A little waka waka waka. Sorry. It's Monday. But 80 years old, he looks great. He
musician
really does.
John Kay of Steppenwolf is 76.
Little magic carpet for you this morning. On the morning gym. 6:18. Anyway, okay.
Steppenwolf, love them.
Yeah.
Actor Ed O'Neill from Modern Family and Married with Children is 74 years old.
Yeah, he's up in age, but I just...
So funny.
He is.
When Manny gets homesick, who do you think he's going to call? When Joe has a nightmare, who does he want? And when I'm sitting here already sad about Mitchell leaving, who do you think I want to walk into this room?
Modern Family.
Yep.
Yeah.
Love him. Talk show host David Letterman is having a birthday today. He's 73 years old.
This is from 1995 when he's interviewing Mel Gibson about, what was the Sons of Scotland movie?
Braveheart?
Yeah, Braveheart. Thank you. I never can get it out.
This shot right here is like something you'd see on the Sally Jesse Raphael show. we have some of the film. It opens this weekend, right?
Wednesday, actually.
Wednesday. This thing is, it looks like it's going to be huge. It has blockbuster written all over it.
Everybody, they were both in kilts, by the way.
Wow.
I think the only time I ever saw David Letterman's legs.
Probably the only time you'd ever want to see David Letterman's legs. True.
That's back when Letterman was funny,
too. I wonder if they... Anyway, I digress. I won't wonder anymore about the kilts. Singer J.D. Nicholas of the Commodores is 68 years old, the coolest band ever.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm easy. I wish it was Sunday morning. I'd be sleeping. Anyway.
That's a lie. You'd be on the Bobcat.
Well, yeah, that's
you would
right.
not be sleeping.
The Bobcat would still be
You're just
house.
Thinking about your mistress, the Bobcat.
Okay.
Actor Gosh. Andy Garcia is having a birthday today.
To send flowers to the owner of the Bobcat.
64.
Charity. Camp to belong.
Now, you know that wasn't our deal.
Well, if you feel that strongly about it, then we'll yank the kids out of the camp and we'll send them back to their foster homes.
You think this is funny?
I do not.
It's from Ocean's 13. I liked his character in those movies. It's quite funny.
I haven't seen any of those.
Oh, you should watch them.
I haven't seen.
Because when he gets duped in the first one, he's like, "Wait, what? Wait, what?
Do you know what I did see this weekend though?
What?
News of the World.
News of the World.
Tom Hanks' new movie.
Oh, was that
holy
good?
Cow, so good.
It's about his daughter or something?
No. No, it's about a little girl that he ends up being the ward of.
Oh, okay.
Not that he wanted to be.
Right, okay.
He's like, wait, what are we going to do with this kid? It's such a good movie. Hmm. Oh, my word. I could not recommend it enough. Okay. It's so good.
He's such a good actor.
Yeah, and that's News of the World is definitely worthy of a watch.
Okay.
Country singer Vince Gill's having a birthday today. He's 63.
I just didn't know what to do with him.
When I walk through.
That's a good one.
Okay. My home. It's hard sitting across from an old country DJ. Well, you're not old, but you know what I mean.
I was going to say, step off, buddy.
She did lose her keys.
Yeah. When I called your name. Because I had my hands full with your tomato plants.
This is true.
Yeah.
Vince Gill.
Yeah, Vince Gill. He's a talented guy. I don't.
Wonder what Amy will do this
I'm sure she'll
birthday.
Do some big shindig.
Yeah.
Also having a birthday today, our last one. We had a lot of birthdays today.
Sure did.
Claire Danes is 41 years old.
From Homeland.
Well, the Syrians were throwing their weight around. There's a lot of assassinations, truck bombs, hostage takings. It was kind of scary.
Let me guess. You were not scared.
Honestly, no. It was a big adventure.
I've never watched the show, yeah. But
and
I've heard
I would be
good.
Like, I would be like, yep, sure was,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
sure was.
All kinds of terrorists out there. By the way, I learned something new, and I didn't find the clip because it was a tiny little nugget in 45 minutes of Meet the Press. I was listening to our station yesterday, and we broadcast Meet the Press, and one of the hosts, said that one of the first terrorists. Homegrown terrorists was the Confederacy. She equated the Confederacy as to homegrown terrorists. That's something that we're still dealing with.
And who said that?
It was one. I don't know. I was listening to it
on the panel.
Somebody on the panel said that. I'm going to go find that audio.
It is amazing to me.
They're reconstructing history.
How people will just show just complete ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to say something like that.
Yeah.
Were they on the wrong side of history? Yeah, they were.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, they were surviving. And, you know, you cannot look at history through the lens of all the things you know now. I mean,
right.
That's the ultimate Monday morning quarterback.
Sure.
And it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And that just tells me you're not intelligent enough to
right.
weigh in on history at all.
No, because that's the lens. They're looking at everything through that kind of a lens.
I mean, that's like saying everybody in Germany was a Nazi. Mm,
right. Right.
Just taking, you know, all the German people were horrible people, mm-hmm. and they were all Nazis.
Right.
Which is not true.
Sure.
But if you don't bother to educate yourself, you're not going to know that.
Yeah.
Craziness.
Yeah. When I heard that, I go, really? I was nailing something in and I just hit the next nail just a little harder.
Did you pretend like it was her?
Well, no, I just, no.
I would have.
No,
That's I what just, I would have no. done.
I'm
All right.
Go there.
Our Morning Jam trivia, we ask you, what were spider webs used for during ancient times? 434-248-0704. We'd like to know your guess.
Yeah.
And we are getting some.
Are we?
And,
okay. All right. Are these good
we'll
ones?
See.
Pretty good guesses?
Yeah, we got some pretty good guesses.
Are they getting warm?
No.
Okay.
Right. But keep guessing.
We are the Morning Jam.
A short drive will save you money.
Car buying is simple at Feller Chevrolet. You can buy online or at the store. It's quick, easy, and a clean, safe environment. We have non-commissioned salespeople and a 3-day money-back guarantee so you can buy with confidence. Feller's is also here after the sale. We can do warranty work on all GM cars, not just Chevrolets, and our techs can service all makes and models. No matter what your automotive needs, I promise we can deliver. So come see us. You'll be glad you did.
Feller Chevrolet in Alta Vista.
Temperatures are rising and soon you'll be cranking up your AC. Are you ready? It's important to have your AC set to factory standards. Clogged air filters and dirty coils drain energy and promote system breakdowns. A checkup now will get you ready for the hot season. Mills will perform an AC checkup for only $79. It's a preseason special to help you save money and keep you comfortable during the hotter months. Log on millsheating.com and sign up for the $79 AC checkup. So what about your air ducts? They're very important. They circulate the air from your heating and cooling system into and from each room. You want this air to be clean. To help your family get ready for spring, Mills is offering $200 in savings on a whole house duct cleaning. Save $200 and your family is breathing cleaner and easier. Log on millsheating.com.
We'll bring comfort to you.
Mills Heating and Air Conditioning.
We bring comfort to you.
People all over Virginia are winning print and play faster than you can save 45.8 million dollars, which is exactly how much players have won last year playing print and play games. From the mountains to the coast and everywhere in between, players are winning instant prizes with print and play games, including rolling jackpot. Could you be Virginia's next big winner? Pick up your own print and play game today. For print and play game information, visit VALottery.com.
Jam with Janet and Mark, 6 to 9 a.m.
627, a little more Linda for you there, Janet.
Mm-hmm. Love her.
On this day, 1975.
I was listening to her that song yesterday with Emmy Lou and Dolly.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter and I were listening to some of their music. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Jay texted in, say, if you ever want to take a trip to the Twilight Zone, watch MSNBC for about 30 minutes. They say a lot of that stuff, like the Confederacy was a terrorist group and other such nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah. All righty then.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is Meet the Press. Tim Russert just would be, he wouldn't let that statement go.
I can't believe that there wasn't one person on that panel that challenged that.
Nope. Not
was she
at all.
Black?
I don't know, because I was listening. I was listening on radio, so
yeah.
Now I want to go see.
Now I'm very curious as to whether or not that played in to it or not. All right, our Mind Jam trivia today.
Yes, it is. Let's see. I have to flip my page back over. What were spider webs used for in ancient times? I didn't know they were actually like reuse for different things.
Well, apparently they were. We had some folks said that they were used to catch bugs, which is what their intent was.
Right, sure.
But no, that wasn't it. Predict the weather, somebody had said.
Really?
Which was also a good guess. Here's the answer, though. In ancient Greece and Rome, doctors used spider webs to make bandages for patients.
Really? Oh my gosh, that just doesn't seem to be sanitary, does it?
Well, spider webs supposedly have natural antiseptic and antifungal properties.
Did not know that.
Which can help keep wounds clean and prevent infection. It's also said that spider webs are rich in vitamin K, which helps promote clotting.
Okay.
So, next time you're out of Band-Aids, you can just, get you some Webicillin, wrap that up. You're good to go.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting, though?
It is very interesting.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, typically, when I have spider webs near me, I just, fling around and,
Just, get them out
of
here.
Get it out of my ear. I'll just get it. Yeah. So, that's good.
Wow.
Good to know.
So, we've got some...
Randy said, did Dr. Fauci tell you that?
Oh,
no,
gross.
He did not.
Dr. Fauci.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have shared it. We got your headlines coming up.
Yep.
But Kimberly McBroom from WDBJ7 is going to be joining us, and we'll take a look at the stories that you need to know about on this Monday morning. I'm Janet Rose.
And I'm Mark Lamb. It's 6:31 almost, CBS News Brief coming up. And then I can't wait for today's Five and Dine. I just need a reality check back into the real world of food.
Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
CBS News Brief. Protests after the death of a black man during a traffic stop over an outstanding warrant 10 miles from Minneapolis, site of Derek Chauvin's murder trial.
We saw rocks and other objects thrown at the police department. There were reports of shots fired in the area of the police department.
Police say officers fired at Dante right after he got back in his car and tried to drive away. Body cam video was rolling. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell with a pandemic prediction on CBS's 60 Minutes.
We and a lot of private sector forecasters see strong growth and strong job creation starting right now. So really, the outlook has brightened substantially.
History on the golf course in Augusta.
Matsuyama is Japan's first Masters champion.
A broadcast on CBS Sports. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Good morning. This is Kimberly McBroom in the WDBJ 7 Newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. In Galax, one person's in custody after a fire destroyed a home Saturday night on Crooked Creek Road. The fire department says the one person living in the home made it out safely and was then taken into custody by Virginia State Police. No word yet on what charges they're facing. In Henry County, police are investigating a two-car crash that left one person dead and four injured Sunday on Route 220. State police say a driver lost control and hit another car head-on. The driver who was killed was Joshua Lee Williams of Martinsville. And Virginia's rent relief program is having a lasting impact on households affected by the pandemic. People eligible for unemployment benefits can receive rent relief through this program. The program will be getting a boost through the American Rescue Plan. I'm Kimberly McBroom. Join me for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 every weekday morning. And join us from 7 to 9 on WCBJ 24.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brady with Apex Home Loans. With all the talk about today's low interest rates, you may have wondered whether now might be a good time for you to refinance your home loan. If so, I would love to talk with you about it and discover how I can best help you. I'll create an in-depth analysis for you, comparing your current loan to several refinance options and taking into consideration your long and short-term plans. Then I'll make recommendations to you as to what I believe the best solution would be to accomplish your goals. I have more than 20 years' experience helping people obtain the best home loan possible, and I would love to help you too. Ready to explore your options? Then visit our website at lynchburglender.com to connect with me online, or you can call or text me directly at 434-238-8984. Again, that's online at lynchburglender.com, or call or text me at 434-238-8984.
Sherry Brady, NMLS ID 217258. Apex Home Loans, NMLS ID 2884. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Trust. Professionalism. You can depend on it at Meineke Car Care, serving Lynchburg for over 35 years. Meineke Car Care in Forest has over 200 combined years' experience. Visit Meineke Car Care on Route 221 in Forest for trust and professionalism.
Step into the fast lane Monday through Friday afternoons from 5 to 6 as we talk tech, UVA, Liberty, and more. So join us on the CBS Sports Radio Lynchburg app. Ask Alexa and Google Home stream CBS Sports Radio Lynchburg and, of course, 93.3 FM, 1320 AM Lynchburg.
It's time for your morning jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
Fair weather is likely to begin this week before rain returns. I'm meteorologist Ian Cassette. Today, nothing but sunshine with a high near 72 degrees and a light wind out of the west. Overnight, mostly clear with a low near 48 degrees. Then more sunshine on Tuesday with a high near 73 degrees and a light wind out of the north. Overnight Tuesday night, a low near 47 degrees with partly cloudy skies and rain chances set to return Wednesday into Wednesday night.
Currently 48 degrees in Bedford, 50 in Lynchburg, 46 in Salem, 48 in Roanoke, and 48 in Danville.
So there's little cameras everywhere catching people doing things that they probably shouldn't be doing. Hmm. And that's in business and in residential situations. That happened on Saturday night. A reference to a larceny act in Alta Vista. It was caught on tape. They're trying to figure out, and it's always a little bit fuzzy on these pictures because these cameras run
24/7. Yeah, but they're getting clearer all the time.
They are getting better, yeah. The suspect's picture is on the Alta Vista Police Department Twitter account, and you could actually be part of crime solving when it comes to this kind of thing. Please send a message to the Alta Vista Police Department through their Twitter account or call them if you know what happened Saturday night, 434-369-7425, and you can help identify the male in this picture. Remember, it says on here, remember, all persons are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
You got it. That's their, your caveat?
Yeah, a little disclaimer. Well, gotcha. It's not a disclaimer. It's just the law.
Children's Trust in Roanoke says that due to the pandemic, the number of reports of child abuse dropped last year. But as children go back to school, agencies like the Children's Trust are seeing that trend change. They say that child abuse reports are going up everywhere. In just a few weeks, we saw 30 referrals from forensic interviews in 1 week for the Christiansburg office. That's just off the charts, almost unheard of. They say along with extra interviews, they're also seeing more children being removed from their homes. They say during the pandemic, children, of course, were home more. There was added economic stress. It turns people back to their addictions, and children become neglected and abused.
Sure.
The old saying is, if you see something, say something. That's what you have to do. When you suspect something's going on, you have to go through the right channels and work to protect these children. According to the American Society the Positive Care of Children, there are 4.4 million child abuse cases in the United States. Experts say if you see signs of abuse or neglect, to please report it.
Yeah, definitely. Southside, nearly $1 million in federal funding is coming to Danville to combat homelessness in the city. The money is part of a $5 billion amount of money set aside for the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, also known as the COVID-19 stimulus package. For the Homeless Assistance and Supportive Program, almost $97 million goes towards helping those in the state of Virginia that are homeless, and the risk that, of those that may end up being homeless in the state. Virginia Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine made this announcement at the end of last week that the monies would be coming to the state of Virginia.
Well, three officers from the Lynchburg Police Department were hospitalized Saturday morning after a second crash involving LPD vehicles in less than 48 hours. Yeah. According to the department, at approximately 8 a.m. on Saturday, police officers and members of the Lynchburg Fire Department were dispatched to the intersection of Biltmore and Fort Avenues after a crash involving two LPD vehicles. Police say these officers were driving with their emergency lights and sirens activated to help on another call. Three officers went to Lynchburg General with minor injuries after the crash, which officials says that they are currently investigating. This news comes after two Lynchburg police officers were involved in a crash on Thursday, April 8th, that sent one of them to the hospital that evening. Have you ever heard? This is like
so
Keystone Cops stuff.
Happened in Roanoke, too, last week.
Running into each other.
Right.
Yeah, it's just bizarre.
Yeah. A lot of weird things happening in our state. You had that video that you were showing before the show aired. Maybe we'll get to some of that.
Well,
that was odd.
Yeah, that was actually happened in December.
And they're just releasing it?
And they're just now really, I think there's a lawsuit that's coming now. And that was, of course, was in Virginia Beach, where a police officer there.
They pulled over a lieutenant. But
the Army.
I wasn't watching. I was only listening. I mean, I saw some video clips pop up over the weekend, but I try to stay away from the news until Sunday evening. And I was mentioning while the thing was playing before the show, I said, the climate is just so weird right now for police.
You know, maybe I'm wrong here. That's not Virginia Beach. This was up near, they're saying this is Windsor Police.
Okay.
One of two police officers is accused of pepper spraying and pointing their guns at a black Army officer during a traffic stop has been fired. That was announced late yesterday, hours after the governor called for an independent investigation. So apparently the town of Windsor is near Richmond, I guess. I'm not familiar with them. The officer who is black and Latino was pepper sprayed, and the two sides in the case dispute what happened.
Okay, what is in the general vicinity? Whoops, I'm trying to hand my phone over here to you. sort of over towards Norfolk and Virginia Beach and that
so
military.
It is. Oh, I thought that's what I had read on one of the on one of them. And I was just watching the footage to see if I could, you know, kind of get a feel for what was going on. It says Windsor is 70 miles southeast of Richmond.
Okay.
But I mean, what, you know, once you get into that area, it's all in Northern Virginia.
Sure.
So if you watch the footage, he at one point he says, and it did happen on December 20th of last year.
He didn't have a tag on the back of his car, and he had kind of the smoke glass, which always makes their spider senses go crazy if you're a cop.
Right.
And you're pulling somebody over.
So you had the tinted windows and then no tag on the back, which you're not supposed to have.
Right.
And then when they pulled him over, you know, he said he was afraid to get out of the car, and they said you need to be.
Right.
A lot of posturing and that type thing. And but now I will say in the video he was not being horribly cooperative.
Yeah. Right.
They asked him to get on the ground and he was, you know, he wasn't doing what they asked him to do. So,
and I mean, the cops are pretty intense. But, you know, this is, I mean, their lives are on the line. And
well, they are, but especially it, with the dynamic the way it is right now.
Sure.
It would be good if they could keep their cool
a little bit. Well, I mean, we have another death, they said 10 miles from where the trial is happening. Just happened yesterday outside of Minneapolis.
And that was when the guy tried to get back in his car. He had a warrant out for his arrest, and he tried to get back in the car.
I think he ended up driving away and crashing or something.
Well, he got shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I didn't get all the details.
So
he ended up dying.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just such a mess.
I think that city's going to burn. I hate to say it, but I don't know if they're going to get the...
How it's going to end well.
Yeah, I don't see how it ends well. I mean, the city has already coughed up $27 million about 2 weeks before the trial, maybe three before the trial began, because they were trying to pick, you know, jurors and all that. And that was a long, drawn-out process. I can't imagine being a juror in that trial.
And I don't know how you can't be impacted by... How could anybody in the United States say, oh, no, I don't know anything about the trial?
Right.
I mean, it's been everywhere.
Sure.
So how is anybody going to get a fair trial in a situation like that? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the man has been elevated to godlike status.
Right.
Sainthood, certainly.
Right. And he, you know, he had a... You know,
and look, it wasn't good.
I don't see anybody. When this thing first came out, I didn't see anybody. I mean, conservatives across the board were condemning the act. And it still blew up. You know, everybody condemned it. I don't know anybody that said it was a just, you know, whatever you want to call it, collar. And, you know, it just, but it blew up pretty quickly. And then we know what happened the rest of the summer. Everybody was all the pent up thing of staying in because of the pandemic, and they all just went crazy all over the country, even in our own cities here in the Central Virginia area. And Richmond, oh my gosh, Richmond was a mess.
Richmond is still a mess.
Yeah.
I was reading an article yesterday about the Hollywood Cemetery there.
Mm-hmm.
There are still tombstones defaced, knocked over. I mean, it's just a mess. And it's just so disrespectful. And I mean, Richmond looks like a war zone right now.
Wow.
It's just disgusting.
Yeah.
All the graffiti and it just looks dirty and unkept and it's bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad. But that cemetery, at this point, it's been like that for weeks and weeks and weeks, and nobody's doing anything about it.
Yeah.
You know, complete headstones toppled over and broken, and it's just the only ones that were removed were the ones that were actually blocking pathways.
Oh, okay.
But everything else has just been left. I mean, the statues are trashed.
Right.
It's just pretty gross.
Yeah. Well, this is the time to turn the corner, Janet.
Yes.
For something positive.
Yes.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Well, now I will say, today's recipe was selected with you in mind.
Okay.
It is a chocolate chip peanut butter cookie.
Oh, I was going to say, did it have peanut butter in it?
It does.
Wow.
And it's a healthier cookie.
Are you listening, wife? Are you awake yet?
All right. This is what you do. All right. And they're actually quite good. Mm-hmm. You're going to take a cup of instant oats.
Okay.
3/4 cup
That's
of whole
start.
Wheat flour. Mm-hmm. 1.5 teaspoons of baking powder. 1/4 teaspoon of salt. 1 large egg, white, at room temperature. 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Mm-hmm. 1/4 cup of quality peanut butter. 1/2 cup of honey. And 2 tablespoons of dark chocolate chips, along with 1.5 tablespoons of miniature chocolate chips. Hmm. Whisk together the oats, flour, baking powder, and salt in a medium bowl. And then in a separate bowl, whisk together the egg white and vanilla. Mix in the peanut butter until smooth. Stir in the honey. Add in the flour mixture, stirring until it's just incorporated. Then you fold in the dark chocolate chips and 1 tablespoon of the miniature chocolate chips. All right. Then you're going to preheat in the oven to 325, line your baking sheet with parchment paper, drop the cookie dough into 15 rounded scoops onto the prepared sheet, and flatten to the desired thickness and width. Gently press the remaining miniature chocolate chips into the tops and bake for 11 to 14 minutes. Cool on the pan for 10 minutes before turning them out onto a wire rack.
Hmm.
Then try to keep Mark out of them.
That's it. Exactly.
It's not going to be easy. This is a good peanut butter mm-hmm. chocolate chip cookie, though. Okay. It would be Mark Lamb approved, I'm pretty sure. You want to see today's recipe? You can go to our Facebook page, The Morning Jam on VTRN. If you want to see all the recipes we've shared since we've gone on the air, just go to Facebook and type in Janet's 5 and 9, and you'll see all the recipes right there.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Virginia teachers, take the lead in education with up to 64% off your graduate degree at Liberty University. This year has forced you to innovate, adapt, overcome, and you've not only risen to the challenge, you've crushed it. Now help education emerge from this crisis stronger than ever with your MAT or MED degree. Our transfer-friendly degree programs are 100% online and start as low as $282 per credit hour. It's our thanks for all you do for our future. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
The Harvey family of Austin, Texas was in a bit of a pickle the other day. They were about to board a flight in Denver when they were told their 2-year-old had to wear a face mask. Well, like most 2-year-olds, little Jackson was not too keen on keeping the face mask on his face. Every time he would take it off, his mother would put it back on. But the flight attendants were not satisfied, and Southwest Airlines ordered the family to get off the airplane. The airline said every passenger over the age of 2 has to wear a mask, and Jackson was 2.5. Eric Harvey posted a video on Facebook explaining why they were stranded in Denver. By chance, an old family friend was watching, and he decided to jump in his private plane and bring the Harveys back home. And the best part? No one had to wear a mask, thanks to a good Samaritan with wings. I'm Todd Starnes.
Just when you're ready to take your motorcycle out, those are sounds you don't want to hear. So visit 2GoMoto.com to find the right parts the first time for almost any motorcycle make and model. That's the number 2GoMoto.com. And of course, you've got to look good on your motorcycle. 2GoMoto.com features comfortable, fashionable, and practical apparel. Visit 2GoMoto.com 24/7 to make sure you're enjoying your motorcycle. That's the number 2GoMoto.com.
Join us every Friday morning on the Virginia Talk Radio Network as we bring you the Community Spotlight, brought to you by the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation.
The Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation is proud to have been able to present grants to local nonprofits since 1972. This year alone, we will provide over $2 million in grant money to around 175 deserving organizations.
The Community Spotlight, Friday mornings right here on this Virginia Talk Radio Network station.
Making sense of all the nonsense, it's Tom Sullivan.
There's a big dispute. Politicians barking about the vaccine and the virus. And I fell squarely in the camp of I do not want to listen to the politicians talk to me about health issues. I would rather listen to the doctors. The problem is the doctors are not agreeing with each other right now.
Tom Sullivan, weekdays from 3 to 6 on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
6:51, it's Monday morning on the Morning Jam. Mark Lamb here along with Janet Rose.
And my goodness, what a beautiful weekend we had.
Oh, it was lovely. I got a lot done.
Yeah. Well, this time of year, there's a lot to do.
Yeah, sure.
Which is why you need to keep this number handy, 434-664-9582. That's the number for Adam Williams. They call him the weed man because if you've got weeds in your yard that you want to get rid of, he's going to take care of it. If you don't have time to mow the grass, if you don't have time to mulch and pull weeds or trim shrubs, or maybe you just don't want to do it, Adam can take care of you for that. He'll also help with household chores. They can do brush removal, pressure washing, large-scale trash disposal. The Weed Man is somebody you're going to want on speed dial. 434-664-9582 for Adam Williams, the Weed Man Lawn Care and Landscaping. They'll help with your lawn care and household chores.
If the Weed Man came by the house right now, he'd go, yeah, you don't have much of a yard. You got a lot of mud right now, but I do see a
he
little...
He probably gets rid of that too, I guess.
He probably would. I need to consider having him. I do have a patch of grass on the left side of the driveway,
right,
which is mud, for the next few weeks. But he would probably look at my yard and go, oh, dude, do you have a cup of coffee? Let's talk about this. So check out Adam, and we're so glad that he's... that he's part of the Morning Jam.
Mm-hmm.
So the state, you know, we were just talking about Richmond and some of the things that are going on in our own state. You know, we've got the coronavirus, we have the border, so many fun things to talk about. There was some interesting news released over the weekend about Stacey Abrams, and I was actually listening to Tom Sullivan, and Tom's a really, just a really good centered, he's a conservative, but he just kind of goes down the middle of the road and gives you a lot of good information. And I heard him say, he was the first one I heard him talk about, the fact that Stacey Abrams was pressuring baseball. And one of the reasons that baseball pulled out is because they got sick
of
being played.
Right.
And so we have a little bit of audio that...
Which is what happens when you have people that don't know what they're doing,
right,
messing with stuff like this.
Yeah. And, you know, it makes baseball actually look a little bit better than they did just a week ago.
I understand the passion of those calling for boycotts of Georgia following the passage of SB 202. Boycotts have been an important tool throughout our history to achieve social change. But here's the thing. Black, Latino, AAPI, and Native American voters whose votes are the most suppressed under SB 202 are also the most likely to be hurt by potential boycotts of Georgia. To our friends across the country, please do not boycott us.
That was Stacey Abrams there, her public stance on boycotts. But Fox News is learning that behind closed doors, it was a very different story, with sources telling us she actually pressured the baseball commissioner, telling him that players would boycott the game if it wasn't relocated out of Atlanta because of the voting issues in Georgia.
When you look at the situation, I wonder what conversations were going on before this, because why did it end up in Denver, the MLB game? We've talked about this, Kaylee, about the demographics of Colorado compared with Georgia, particularly Atlanta.
Yeah, they're very white.
Oh, yeah.
They're very, very white.
Right. I mean,
you got about a 50-plus percentage of black people in Atlanta, and then you have, I think it's 13% in Colorado. It's send it to a white state, so that's what you get Stacey Abrams for trying to play the baseball.
But it sounds like she's trying to play both ends against the middle.
She is, exactly.
For
she
sure.
got caught.
Yeah, she got busted.
And now she's doing a video. That first audio you heard was her appealing people not to boycott the state that she wants to run.
But it's too little, too late,
oh, yeah.
You idiot.
Right.
I mean,
she released
the
Kraken, you know, and now the Kraken's coming back to kick her in her own Kraken.
You know, it's eventually people are just going to say enough already.
Yeah.
They'll just quietly take their marbles and go play somewhere else.
Right, exactly.
And I can't blame them.
No, I don't blame them either.
I mean, could you imagine having to deal with that all the time?
Right.
How about we just play baseball? How about that?
Right. Yeah, well, she
how about you let your people enjoy the wealth the influx of money and attention that your state is going to get from us being there. How about you show a little attitude of gratitude, Miss Abrams?
Yeah, $100 million. Poof.
Gone.
Gone from the Atlanta area.
She's a magician.
Yeah, she makes money disappear.
She just made it disappear.
Especially when it's your money.
Right.
And she wants to run that state, too.
Well, so good luck with that.
Yeah.
Hey, we have Dr. Kathy coming up.
We do.
In the next hour.
Yeah.
And interesting topic for this morning.
Yeah. We're going to talk about pot.
Yeah, boy.
We're going to talk about some of the different things. The THC issue with pot. You know,
the drug benefit, the drug driving,
right?
There is some good benefits that people are concerned about, but there are some good benefits,
right?
But like all medicines, when humans get hold of it, we have a tendency to screw all that up.
I wonder what they're going to call we have the opioid crisis. What will be called the pot crisis when it gets?
Well, maybe there won't be a pot crisis if it's no longer, if the illegality is removed.
Removed, then, right.
I don't know. There's a couple of different ways to look at it. I think there are some people who want to do it because it's the bad boy thing to do.
Right,
and it makes them look, so now is it going to be not so taboo?
Yes.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out for medicinal reasons. I'm glad that that's available.
I am
concerned about it being downplayed and young people thinking, oh, it's completely harmless, because it's not.
Right.
And particularly when you get into like the synthetic marijuanas and things like that, I've seen that really mess up more so than the real stuff. So we'll talk to her and see if we can get a little clarity there.
It also helps, my wife works in the area of cancer. I mean, she's been pro marijuana because it helps people that are dealing with chemo. Their appetite goes. This helps them with their appetite. Has other
and the,
good
and
benefits.
And the nausea and
yeah,
things.
Yeah, the nausea.
Yeah.
So it has a benefit to it. There's no doubt about it. It's just having that right balance, like you said. We tend to get a little bit wacky sometimes, and that's part of having a free society. We need to be able to reel things in when they need to be reeled in.
Hey, you know what I didn't do this weekend?
What?
Because my Mark wouldn't let me go. But Bedford County Animal Shelter had their 6th annual Spring Bling adoption event.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm.
And they had all kinds of shelter pets getting adopted, and they did a rabies clinic and all of that. And apparently it was very, very successful.
Yeah. So, I have some of the details on that.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I hope that there were lots of puppies who found forever homes.
Homes, yeah, they need to.
There's no room at our inn.
Right. Well, yours is full.
We're like filled to the brim.
Yeah.
With puppies of all sizes.
We're pretty much at capacity too.
You are not.
Yes, we are.
You still need a
I would
pity.
Like to have one large medium sized dog.
Yeah.
But Oliver is not gonna have it.
He's not gonna have any of it.
Nope. As long as he's around,
I said this weekend, we know who wears the pants in this family, and we know it's not me. And Mark said, no, it's Baxter.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're four pound, is it?
Yeah, he just hit 4 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still
he
growing.
He rules the school.